The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
I saw a Meridika story from the guy himself that it happened to. Unbelievable story. There was a Yidden, he lived in Netivot, and he had a distant relative, a cousin, whatever, making a bar mitzvah. So he had a minivan, and he took his shvigar and eight-seater, and five kids, whatever it is, he took them all in the car, and they went to Bnei Brak, but not before he finished his shir, he finished his chavrusa. When everything was done, they went. They left late. They're going to miss the Iker smorgasbord. They're going to come there at the end, whatever, in the middle, by the main course, they're going to get there. They'll be there for a half hour. Well, so what? They have to be there for 4 hours? Okay, they come into the hall, and the oilum was washing, so they washed also, and they ate, and meanwhile, this younger man, he's ready. Late, you know, everybody benched already, they're ready to go. And his wife is meeting her family, and she's schmoozing with all the people, and she totally forgot the bench. They get into the car, and they start going. They get to Coca-Cola, where the entrance to the highway. And she tells her husband, "Oy vey, I forgot the bench." So the husband says, "Not a problem." She says, "Yeah, I know, I could bench over here. It's not a problem. Give me a bencher from the glove compartment, I'm going to bench." The husband says, "Why are you doing that?" She says, "Well, I'm allowed to bench here, right?" Says, "Yeah, but that's only b'diavad. L'chatchila, you have to go back to where you ate." "Okay, if you want, I'm asking. I don't want to disturb you. You're going to get back later. Then it is as it is, it's late." So they turned around and they went back to the hall. She went into the hall. She benched. She came back out to the car, and they're heading back. The delay took 20 minutes. 20 minutes. They're going, and they're driving down to Netivot. It's almost 12 o'clock at night. And right before Netivot, he sees on the right side of the road a car, and the hood is open. And there's a guy standing outside, and he's like waving, like stop. I need help. So this Yid, find a mensch, erlich a person, he's pulled his van over to the end of the road, tells his family, "You wait in the car, I'm just going to see, maybe I can help him, maybe give him a boost, we'll see." He goes over to the guy, and he sees that the guy is an Arab, and suddenly, coming out of the bushes, is three more Arabs, and they run towards the van, and he knows, this is not good, this is not going to end good. And what he should do, should scream, it's pitch black, on a road, Favorfen a road, somewhere near Netivot, and nothing's going to happen. Well, who's gonna help? So he's saying Tillim, and he's running back to the van to try to get into the van, to pull away, and the Arabs are faster than him, and they're getting there before him, and he's davening to Hashem, and all of a sudden, he hears sirens and lights flashing, and mamish, unbelievable, the cops are there. And the cops pull in, and they're screaming, "Terrorists, terrorists, terrorists." Anyways, the cops run. They catch one guy. They catch two guys. They catch all four guys. Shoin, the guy says, "Thank you very much. Came just in time." And he goes back to Netivot. Now, besides him going to the Simcha, his brother-in-law also went to the Simcha. And his brother-in-law left the same time as him. His brother-in-law's wife. Benched. So they were 20 minutes ahead of him. When they came, they saw the same scenario. So they slowed down, and his brother-in-law was a very sharp guy. And he was able to see, before he slowed down, before he got into stop the car, he was able to tell that this guy is an Arab. So he may believe like he's slowing down, and then went around, and he passed them up, and he left the guys in the dark. But he picked up the phone, and he called the police, and he said, "Listen here, right before the entrance to Netivot, on this highway, there's an Arab there, and he looks like he wants to kill Jews, and he's standing there with a decoy car, but I'm telling you, you better go pick up the terrorist." So the police told them, "Thank you very much, we heard that before, it's like, oh, maybe it's just an Arab that ran out of gears, maybe it's an Arab that needs a boost." So about 10 minutes later, the police that were roaming the area finished whatever they were doing, and they called back headquarters, "What should we do?" So headquarters said, "You know what, we have a call about some Arab right before the entrance to Netivot. Go check it out." So both cop cars went. And they came to that thing, and they came mamish just in time. So this Yid said that if I would have left at the same time as my shvager, and I don't drive as fast as him, so I would be 5 minutes behind him, or 10 minutes behind him, and the story would have happened, the cops wouldn't have been there. The Rabbi Nishlan made that because he went back to say Birchas Hamazon, and he wasn't a B'dieved Kiyid, he was a L'chatchila Kiyid, Rabbi Nishlan worked it out that exactly at the right time the police should come, so he should be safe. This is when you do Zeh Adav Rav Shetziva Hashem Tasu, when you do the mitzvahs the way you're supposed to, L'chatchila, Yera Aleichem Kavod Hashem.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org.